Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. And of course, as always, you can listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Next up, hopefully the audio will be working. We're going to play for you my interview with former Secretary of State Chris Kobach. Had a great conversation with Chris, and he didn't quite make an announcement, but he came pretty darn close. We're at the Republican State Convention with former Secretary of State Chris Kobach. Chris, it's nice to see you again. Thanks for sitting down with us.
John, great to be on the show again. Always a pleasure.
Mr. Secretary, so much has been going on. You're a former constitutional scholar. I know you taught constitutional law for a number of years. I think I got a C in con law at KU. I've got to ask you, with everything that's been going on with the Biden administration, recently Congress just passed the attempt to, stack the courts. They've just been doing so many different activities, the D.C. statehood deal. Are they ignorant of the Constitution, or do they just not care?
I think they're ignorant of it, and those who are informed in the Democrat Party in Washington, D.C. probably don't care. I mean, D.C. statehood is a perfect example. That's unconstitutional. It's possible to do, but it would require a constitutional amendment. You look at one of their favorite bills. They even gave it the number House Resolution 1, which would federalize our elections. Of course, that's a subject near and dear to my heart because I drafted our law in Kansas that became law in 2011 with our photo ID requirement, both for in-person voting and voting by mail. And by the way, our laws are stricter and more secure than Georgia's. So,
right.
So I guess MLB doesn't really care about anything but Georgia right now. But we take pride in the fact that our elections are so secure.
Yeah, the irony of that, MLB, where you still have to have an ID to pick up tickets at will call.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. But to your point, the Democrats in Washington are pushing things that are flat out unconstitutional. And you've got the Biden administration doing executive orders that are illegal. Now, he may be president, but the president does not have authority to issue an executive order that is contrary to federal statute. And he has done that in numerous cases already. I'm most particularly concerned about immigration, where he's basically ordered ICE and the Border Patrol to stand down. I have many friends in both agencies. And of course, I've worked on border issues for many years. And those orders, the executive order he issued, several of his executive orders are illegal. And the bottom line is, when he does that, states need to stand up and fight back. And usually that means suing to stop him in court. And if he does manage to pass the federalization of elections, H.R. 1, or if he does manage to pass statehood for D.C. as a statute rather than a constitutional amendment, we need to fight him in court on that. And so, the courts can and should be used when you have a Congress that is acting unconstitutionally or a president that is acting illegally.
Well, and you've also seen things. We've talked to Congressman Estes and Senator Moran about their efforts to stack the court, which amazingly they didn't try and do when it was a liberal majority on the court. But now all of a sudden, and you mentioned when we talked earlier about, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was opposed to the notion back in 83, even Joe Biden was opposed to the notion. But now that it fits their needs, all of a sudden it's okay to pack the courts.
Yeah, there's no rationale for adding four more justices to the court. It is a purely political motivation. It's funny watching Democrats try to explain why they need to pack the court. And, you know, if they're honest, they give an answer that's a little bit deceptive. They say, well, Trump backed the court. We're just unpacking it.
Yeah.
and which means they're basically telling you it's a political motivation. They just want to have a court that leans their way.
Right.
But there is no rational institutional reason why or practical reason why they need 13 justices. They just want they don't like the fact that you have a majority of pro-life justices. You have a majority of justices who adhere to the original understanding of the Constitution. And the liberals don't like that. I mean, it's astonishing just how bald they are about this. And let's think about FDR. You know, FDR was the last president who tried to pack the court in 1937. FDR at the time had just won a landslide election in 1936. And if my history memory serves, I wasn't alive then. But, he had just defeated Alf Landon in a whopper of an election. And he had huge majorities in both houses of Congress. And you at least then... Now, it was a bad idea then, but at least he had the country, a majority in
he had a mandate.
He had a mandate, yeah. Exactly. And still, Democrats said, no, you should not do this, Mr. President. Now you have a president who squeaks by. We will never know the exact numbers of that election, but let's just assume he won it. He squeaks by, and he has a one-vote majority in the Senate and a whisker-thin majority in the House, and he wants to change the court.
Right.
Well, if FDR couldn't do it in 37, I sure hope Biden can't do it in 21.
Another push, congressional Democrats in particular are now pushing gun control. You're a huge Second Amendment guy. Your National Rifle Association has endorsed you multiple elections. Yet again, that's another thing that could end up in the courts. I'm assuming that's something you see. An attorney general in particular would be something that he'd have to fight for.
Have to and should fight for. Unfortunately, when you see an administration in Washington doing something illegal, or in this case it would be unconstitutional, a lot of states step back and they just, you know, they run for cover and they don't do anything. But this is when states need to step up and say, okay, state attorneys general, state legislatures, but in this case in the courts, the attorneys general need to be the base of opposition here. And if our Second Amendment rights come under threat, as they would with many of the bills the Democrats are considering, then we would need to step up and take them to court.
So one of the things that we're hearing a lot right now, 2022, you know, this is obviously the convention prior to next year's, which will be everybody will be here running for office. Your name keeps popping up. A lot of people are making, you know, wondering what's Chris going to do? Is he going to run? I've heard that you might be interested in running for Kansas Attorney General. Care to make an announcement? Are you thinking about it?
I am thinking about it very seriously. You know, this is, and it's mainly because Joe Biden's in the White House. He has to be opposed. He has to be opposed in the courts, and he's shredding the Constitution that I love and that your listeners love and that I taught in law school for 15 years, taught them all about the Constitution, which the left is trying to eviscerate right now. So I do feel like it's something I need to very seriously consider, because I would be able to bring the experience and skills I have to bear to fight back.
So I know if folks want to stay in touch with you, one of the easiest ways, you still write for Breitbart News. You had an article that came out, I think it was just this week, we shared on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But what's another way for them to stay in touch with you?
We still have my website, which is chriskobach.com. And I think it's fairly up to date. I take a look at it, make sure it's still up to date. But yeah, people can see what I'm doing there, or go to Breitbart and just type in my name, KOBACH, and see my latest articles. But yeah, I write for Breitbart, a pretty regular column every week or two.
Perfect. Well, then, Mr. Secretary, thank you again for joining us. Appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure, as always.
You know, I was sure hoping I could get him to make the formal announcement that he was running for attorney general. He came awfully close, but I imagine that announcement is only a few days away. We always like to share when there are unique opportunities, unique events that are coming up here in the Wichita area. Coming up next hour, we do have another announcement that is coming to the area, but there's something pretty cool coming up on Saturday, May 1st. The folks at the Mayflower Clinic they've got something pretty cool, actually, that I wanted to share with you. With us now is Abdul Arif. He is a founding member and chairman of the board of the Mayflower Clinic. Abdul, thank you for calling in. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Thank you, John. How are you today?
Fine. Thank you,
brother. Wonderful evening.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. For the folks who don't know, the Mayflower Clinic was formed by a group of successful immigrants, actually, who made their way to to Wichita in response to the economic crisis back in 2008. You guys, basically, the mission of the clinic is to provide quality health care for folks so that they can become productive members of the community. And this event that you have coming up next Saturday, you're basically unveiling the grand opening of the new clinic within the building. I know it's a project that you've been working on for a long time. You're going to have food trucks and special guests. And I mean, it's a great – the clinic does amazing work, incredible work for the community at no cost. And I was thrilled to have the opportunity to share it with folks. But tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about the clinic, if you would.
Thank you, John. As you rightly mentioned, we're a group of immigrant professionals, mostly physicians. I'm the only lawyer in the group. And there are several businessmen who basically came together in light of the 2008 and 9 crisis. We got them in a room and said, hey, what can you do for this country that has enabled your success? All of us came to this country in many decades ago and have prospered and grown and, became fairly successful. And we were just looking for an avenue or a platform, so to speak, so we can give back of our services. So the clinic operates mainly on weekends, and we do occasional Wednesdays when the doctors are available. It's basic primary medical care for uninsured or underinsured workers in Sedgwick County. So the idea is to keep them healthy, productive, and basically paying taxes. This is a message your conservative audience would love. The idea is to keep them working, keep them productive so they can be productive members of the society, John. So that's the basic pitch I have. What I'd like to do today is to announce that the clinic, the sign is going to be installed this hopefully next 2-3 days. A lot of local elected officials, including Mayor Whipple, will come, and we're going to block off the streets. And about 12:15 or so, the area community members, including the leaders of community churches, Convoy of Hope, Via Christi Ascension, all of these people will gather, and the mayor will make some happy talk, and then we'll unveil the sign, and hopefully the media will be there, and we'll hopefully continue to serve the people.
Well, like you said, it is a conservative message because these are for folks who are working, who are contributing to society, and you're helping to get them, the health care that they need and keep working. And so I think it's a great cause. I was glad to have the opportunity to encourage folks to help the clinic. And I like seeing you guys do this, and I like seeing you help them stay productive members of the community. And so I was glad when you asked if you could come and help promote this. It's a great way to give back. I'm happy. Good luck with the grand opening, reopening. Good luck with the space. I hope you have a lot of success. And Abdul, next time I have Chris Kobach on, I need you to come on with him. I think that would be a great debate, brother.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening.
Good luck with your event on Saturday, my friend. Coming up, we're going to take a quick break. Then after the top of the hour, we're going to have Matt Schlapp on from the American Conservative Union. We'll be back right after this.